Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Chalal Daf Vav, and we're starting about the sixth line with the words of Yirmiyahu b'Shem Rav Chiya. And the Vilna's daf is right at the beginning of Daf Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sarah Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. Now we're still discussing the Isra of Chadash, specifically regarding the 16th of Nisan, the day the Omer is actually brought, and whether or not there's an Isra to eat Chadash before the Omer was physically brought, or perhaps the Isra is only before the 16th. Once the morning of the 16th dawns, Chadash is permitted. So the Gemara tells us, Rav Yirmiyahu says b'Shem Rav Chiya, bein b'shas hakarbon bein shaloi b'shas hakarbon. Whether or not it's Shasa Karbon, meaning whether or not the Karbon Omer could actually be brought, Dahainu, during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, or even after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, it's the day that creates the Heter, namely the morning of the 16th, all the new grain is already permitted. Now, Omer Rav Huna says, Masisa de Chizkiya Pligi Alai. The Brass of Chizkiya is not like this. What does the Pasuk tell us? Ad Etzem Hayom Hazeh Melamed Shehayom Matir. That tells us that the day of the 16th is the Heter for Chadash. Yachal Afil B'Shasa Karbon. You might think that that's even when the Karbon Omer is able to be brought, meaning when we have the Beis HaMikdash. That's just simply the day that creates the heter. Well, Tamul Omer, the pasuk tells us, Ad haviyachem is carbon alakeichem, until you bring the carbon of your God, meaning when we have the Beis HaMikdash, it's only the physical bringing of the carbon Omer, which is Mater Chadash. And that's clearly not like Rabbi Yirmiyah, which is okay because Rabbi Yirmiyah is quoting Rabbi Chiya, who's a Tana, so he's allowed to argue. Now we continue asking, Vataninan, but we have a Mishnah that says, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskun Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai was metakein, Shei Yom HaNef Kulay Asur, that the entire day of the 16th, the day of the waving, which is the day that the carbon Omer is brought, that a whole day is asur to have chadash. How do we answer this question? So Vavam Beis on top, Amar Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah says, Itasos Kumi Rabbi Yirmiyah, I asked this in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah, V'amar, and he explained, in Yizbar, the proper girsa is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yudah. If we're going to say that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai holds a Rabbi Yudah, then we don't have a problem. Rabbi Yudah Amar, Rabbi Yudah says, V'alam min ha-Torah asur, that it's asur midai raisa. What's this referring to? So Rabbi Yudah actually holds that this pasuk is telling us two things. When the pasuk says, Ad aviyachem, that's teaching that when we have the Beis HaMikdash, chadash is asur until the Omer is physically brought. And when the pasuk says, Ad Etzem Hayom Hazeh, that teaches that when there's no Beis HaMikdash, Chadash is Asur the entire 16th. And even though it seems that this is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's Takana, not directly from a pasuk, the understanding is as follows. The Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Darash Vehiskin. He darshened the pasuk, like we just said, and based off of that, clarified this Takana, the Chadash is Asur all 16th. And therefore, we could say that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is going in Shitas Rabbi Yudah, and this is not a question on Rabbi Chiya. Now, the Gemara tells us, Taman, over there in Bavel, Chashal Tzuma Rabba, Train Yamin. On Suma Rabbah, which is Yom Kippur, they were Chayshish and they kept 2 days of Yom Kippur. And why is that? Because Sveikid Yoma. If Elul was a 29-day month, then Yom Kippur is 1 day. But if it was a 30-day month, then Yom Kippur is really the next day. And because of this suffix, they kept 2 days of Yom Kippur above El, not knowing how long Elul was. So Amalan Rav Chizra told them, Lama Atem Machnisim Atzmechem L'mispaka Zeham Ruba. Why are you involving yourselves in such a great suffix like this? There's actually Sakan Shnefasha, is fasting 2 days straight. And why do you not have to be Chayshish for this? Because there's a chazakah that Bezin is not lazy with it, which means that they're not going to be making Elul a 30-day month. It's only going to be a 29-day month. And if they really made it a 30-day month, they would have notified you about it. And therefore, there's no sveikah d'yoma. And we conclude with a story about this. Bar Avad Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, the son of the father of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, according to some, is just Avad Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, the father of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, chashal garmei. He had this chashash for himself. He was worried about sveikah d'yoma, with some trained yoimen, and he fasted 2 days of Yom Kippur in a row. And if something burst inside his stomach and he died. So we see that it's actually Sakanas Nefashas to fast 2 days. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.